rest of the story. In the 1860s, our Civil War ended. Horatio G. Spafford was a lawyer, indeed a professor of medical jurisprudence in Chicago. His marriage to Bertha had produced four beautiful daughters, Annie and Jeanette, Maggie and Bessie. The Spaffords, socially prominent, professionally prosperous, invested their lives and their fortune in their adopted city. Then one terrible night in 1871, Chicago was ravaged by fire. Most all of what the Spaffords had owned was in ashes. The family had planned to visit Europe. Horatio, seeking to salvage what little remained of his estate, insisted that the children must not be further disappointed. Mrs. Spafford must take them to Europe. Horatio would join them when he could. In 1873, the SS Ville du Havre was then the most luxurious ship afloat. But 3 days out, and at 2 a.m, the proud luxury liner was rammed by an English sailing ship. Mrs. Spafford managed to get the children on deck, but there was no rescue in sight. Within agonizing minutes, the SS Ville du Havre, stern first, went down. 226 passengers, including the Spafford children, died. Mrs. Spafford was sucked under with the others, yet somehow surfaced again, was still afloat, clinging half-conscious to debris at daybreak when a rescue boat arrived. 9 days later, she cabled her husband from Cardiff, Wales, two words: saved, alone. He would sail immediately to join her. They would somehow endure their Gethsemane together. En route to Europe, 3 days out from New York, the captain remarked to his grieving passenger, he said, "We're passing over where your children are sleeping." Well, Horatio Spafford retired to his cabin, but he was haunted by the captain's words, and he couldn't sleep, so he returned to the deck, and then and there, on a tear-smudged scrap of paper from his pocket, he wrote a poem in memoriam. Why was she saved? Mrs. Spafford had to know. There must be something for her yet to do. She bore a son, but from scarlet fever he died. It was then that Bertha and Horatio left what was left of their Chicago and went together to Israel, there to give the rest of their lives to others, ministering from the American colony to needy babies and to children of all denominations. Israel in the United Nations has remembered Bertha Spafford, daughter of sorrow, for those she fed from her makeshift food kitchen. For her having taught bottle feeding of malnourished babies. And you will remember when I remind you the husband who preceded her in death, but who first, once upon an Atlantic midnight, wrote a poem which one day would be set to music and reprinted in every hymnal in the Christian world. Here was a gentleman of means who lost his considerable worldly goods in the Chicago fire, whose four daughters drowned in their teens, whose only son died in infancy, and yet Horatio Spafford, one anguished night at sea, authored words which have bridged troubled waters for every generation since. Maybe you, when down, have been lifted up as you heard or sang, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." I'm sure you know the words and the three more verses that go with those, but now you know the rest of the story.